Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel talking about last Friday's cattle inventory report in just a moment. Let Farm Data Services help you. Want to know where your money is really going every month? Want to make tax time so much easier? Farm Data Services is a management accounting company that helps farmers, ranchers, and small business owners with accounting needs. FSA program analysis, appraisals, plus crop insurance. Let Farm Data Services work for you and handle those tedious accounting tasks that nobody likes to do. Come time to get a loan or do taxes, you'll be glad you did. Check them out, farmdataservices.com.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
We caught up Friday afternoon with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel as we discussed with him that mid-year cattle inventory report out from Uncle Sam.
Yeah, you know, this report, of course, gives us a national snapshot of the broader industry in total. The all cattle and calves inventory was down 2% from a year ago. Probably the thing we're focused most on, the beef cow number, was down a full 3%. And that's actually, I think, a little bigger than most of the expectations. That puts the cow herd down on a numbers basis, 950,000 head less than a year ago. The beef replacement heifers also was down 3.5%. So, you know, once again, this says that we have gotten rid of a lot of cows and we don't have very many heifers to work with. So it's, you know, we're going to be in a bigger and bigger hole when it comes to the numbers. On the dairy side, the dairy cow inventory was down just slightly, 0.5%, but the dairy replacement heifers were down 6.3%. So on the dairy side, they apparently are not holding heifers in anticipation of building numbers either. If you look at the other categories, other heifers, steers over 500 pounds, calves under 500 pounds, we add those all up, subtract off the feedlot inventory, and what's left is our estimated feeder supply. You know, it's down sharply from a year ago as well. So, you know, again, we are, you know, we're going to see tighter cattle numbers going forward. That's inevitable at this point. And the cow herd, the breeding herd, if you will, the factory is getting smaller.
What are you seeing from this report that may be pointing toward that January report?
Well, again, I think many people and you know, there were the pre-report estimates for this on average did not have the beef cow herd down quite this much. And so I think this comes in to emphasize that we have already liquidated more cows. I suspect, you know, as I work the numbers, the way on the pace that we're on so far this year, I think we will see the beef cow herd down a million head or perhaps a little bit more. It could be 1.1 to 1.2 million head by the time we get to January 1. And that's a big decrease. We're down about 1.56 million head, about 1.6 million head in total from the peak in 2019. So 2020, 2021, coming into 2022, we were down 1.6 million head in beef cows. We've probably taken that down by another million to a million one or two going into 2023.
And I guess for the guys that are trying to make the decision, you know, what do they do as far as, you know, maybe cutting at least some of their cows, maybe, you know, trying to decide which ones maybe need to go to town. These are tough decisions, aren't they?
They are extremely tough decisions. They're very emotional decisions, obviously. And so, you know, I think there's a couple things that you have to keep in mind. One is at this point in time, you have to be sort of realistic that even if we get some rain here in the last part of the summer, how much forage are we really going to grow? We will grow some, but we're not going to make up for the loss of pasture and hay that we've endured so far. So, you know, we're probably not trying to figure out how to get to September or October. We're trying to figure out how to get to next May or April at least. And so I think that's the basis that you make those decisions on. And then when it comes to culling decisions on a herd-by-herd basis, you know, you kind of work from both ends of the herd. Obviously, if you've got old cows, you cull them sooner rather than later, and maybe some of the older cows that wouldn't necessarily have to be culled, but they're marginal and maybe they're next in line for culling. At the same time, if you can't keep all the cows you have, then you probably are going to work on the other end you're not going to keep as many replacement heifers. You don't have the feed to develop them properly anyway. So you're going to kind of work from both ends. And what you're really trying to do, hopefully as a last resort, is to hang on to that core, you know, middle part of your herd, the proven, you know, cows that have several years of productivity left, and keep that core herd to work from as we go through this thing and try to be in a position to rebuild afterwards.
Extension livestock market economist out of Oklahoma State University, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway now for the Tulsa Farm Show next December. For information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.